All right, we're joined now by the Gloucester High School boys head coach in basketball, Adam Philpott, brand new coach. Coach Philpott, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, very well. It's brand new in terms of being a head coach, Adam. And let me ask you, as you prepare for this season, which is still very much up in the air, I guess, in so many ways, ordinarily you would have, I'm sure, a folder or some kind of a notebook or something or other with certain things that you want to get started with and do. And how much of that have you been able to sort of get into the queue here with what you want to do? And then I'm going to ask you is how much other stuff do you have to look at? But in terms of what you want to implement based on your experience as a player, high school, college, and as an assistant coach, what are some of the things that you've outlined that you want to do if you could have a full preseason?
Right. Ideally, by this point in the preseason, I'll call it, for these kids, they would have been able to have some type of, you know, quote-unquote captain's practice or off-season workouts that I, under MIAA guidelines, wouldn't be able to run or facilitate, but the kids would be able to get in the gym on their own, and that obviously hasn't been able to happen this year, which is unfortunate, especially with the new field house that was built. But and then the other thing, just for me personally as a new coach, you kind of just go through kind of getting an idea of the culture of your program, what you want to instill for principals, so to speak. And then I've just been kind of going back and reviewing old game film and really trying to put together a playbook based off of some of the personnel that we have coming back and what I think we'll have success in as a group of players. But again, it's just such a fluid situation here. And it's been obviously a handful for year one, but so we're taking it day by day, and I'm just trying to move forward with what I think is best given my past experiences, and just kind of taking it from there.
There's always a philosophy that you want to implement, but as you go from the pros backwards, that's the wrong way to do it. But as you get less talent, as you, get back into the younger folk, you want to have an image of what you want to do as a coach and what your team is to do. But then, you also have to, I guess, as you were talking about, see what kind of talent you have and adjust to the game. Is there a particular point of emphasis going into your first season with kids? You know some of the kids, obviously. Is there a particular point of emphasis that you think is a real strong suit, whether it's offense, defense, running, cleaning the glass, whatever it might be?
I think our kind of talent is just in our balance, so to speak. We're young, but we're experienced. A lot of the kids that are coming back are going to be sophomores or juniors, but they have been playing at the varsity level for a little while now, and they got some valuable tournament experience last year. And I think we have a lot of guys that are versatile, guys that can guard a number of different positions, and also do things offensively, in a number of different ways, whether it's facilitating offense, handling the ball, shooting. And I think we have some size coming in this year as well, which I'm excited about. So I think if I had to put one finger on it, I think I'd just point to the versatility of these kids and, kind of the experience that they're going to have coming into the season.
Sounds like Duke philosophy. Isn't that what they do? They got five guys who are sort of interchangeable.
Yeah.
Every time you put somebody out there on the floor. You know, with basketball, Coach, and I haven't had a chance to ask you about this, but basketball, it seems, as a layperson, it seems to me that it relies very heavily on sometimes having a superstar, whether that's whatever level, from high school on up. However, you see teams. Duke is an example, I think, although that's obviously a different class. But even you see teams that are less talented in all sports, but they play better as a team. Mm-hmm. And how do you look at that, Coach? I mean, not every high school is going to have a superstar, but you can still have good winning programs.
For sure, and I think that's a very fitting question for what we're going through this year. Having graduated Marcus Montanino, mm-hmm. when my opinion is one of the best players to ever come out of the program. But like you said, I think sometimes, teams sometimes play a little bit better when there's a little more well-rounded. I think a lot of times when there's a superstar, so to speak, on the floor, a lot of kids will defer, and you mm-hmm. really don't get to see their full potential as a player when they're on the court. So things that can end up being a strong suit for them tend to get masked because you know, the offense is running through a particular player, and rightfully so in some certain situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now it will be interesting to see, because obviously having Marcus for the last 4 years, where he was a prominent figure in all 4 years, without him now, I think it's going to open up a lot more opportunities for the kids. And I think we're going to see some surprising capabilities, things that you didn't necessarily see out of kids during the gameplay last year.
You know, Coach, it would be I'm sure it's exciting to get into this and get ready for it, and it would be so much better all the way around if this damn pandemic weren't here. But and as you said before, by this point in the year, the kids will be able to work out together at some level. I mean, they're not even supposed to be outdoors on basketball courts, you know, with city rules and stuff. What have you done so far to meet with your team?
Unfortunately, the extent I've had with the team is an interest meeting, which in a normal year we would hold probably a few weeks prior to Thanksgiving in school. We hand out an interest form where all students in the school are welcome to attend, just to get an idea of what the numbers will look like this year. Obviously, we weren't able to do that, so we had a virtual Zoom meeting where kids that were interested in coming and trying out for the program were able to log on, and we kind of didn't know much at that time because the season was still in the balance and still very much is.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten more updated guidelines from the MIAA and the other entities that are kind of leading the charge on it. But at that time, we're still very much up in the air if, you know, tryouts are even going to be a thing. So very limited information. It was a lot of kind of housekeeping stuff, making sure kids had their physicals and the mandatory concussion courses that they need to take in order to play in the season. So a lot of things like that. But again, that's just another curveball that this has thrown at us in high school sports in particular. You know, everybody's going through it and feeling the effects, but you just got to roll with the punches.
What are you looking at for returning strength?
We will have about 4 out of our starting 5 from last year coming back, which is great to have, especially in a year like this where you're not able to kind of go through preseason meetings and whatnot. So being able to kind of rely on some previous experience will be big. You know, you look at guys, I think our juniors especially, Jack Patton, Byron Thomas, Zach Oliver, those are guys that we're going to look to take a big leap this year from a leadership perspective first and foremost. I think their play kind of speaks for itself already. Now they can take that next step in being leaders of this program as an upperclassman. And then you look at a guy like Jaden Del Torchio, who was a freshman last year, who physically did not look like a freshman. A big, strong kid, and he was really surprised by
an
athletic.
he's quite an athlete. Yeah, he brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. You can't teach his energy and his size like that.
Yeah.
And we'll also have Gavin Hillier, who's coming in from Rockport. He's going to be trying out with us as well. He's another big body, and excited to see what he can do for us.
And those guys are used to seeing you, aren't they?
Yes.
All right. So you got that. You got that two-way communication already there. What's the next step in terms of getting ready? Because, as you say, it's fluid. I'm keeping my fingers crossed and knocking on wood as I say this. You know, we're supposed to get the season started here. You start practice next week?
Yes, we'll start practice the week of the 14th. I don't think we've finalized tryout dates for the respective programs within the school yet, but we'll have more. We're actually going to be meeting the winter coaches tomorrow via Zoom meeting led by the athletic director, so if we get a little more guidance then. As of now, fingers crossed, like you said, we're planning on next week kind of hitting the ground running.
And you've got guidelines that you're supposed to implement in terms of new rules and all that stuff?
Yep, they kind of gave us our modified version of the rules, and I give a big credit to the MIAA and the joining forces that came together on that. I think they did a good job of maintaining the integrity of the game with these modifications, but also being very conscious of the environment that we're in, and that's first and foremost is player safety, and safety for all involved. That goes for officials, coaches, game day staff, and whatnot. So we're going to take those, and we're going to implement those, and again, just work with it the best that we can to have a successful season. And fingers crossed, we're able to play a complete season, but we'll see how that goes. As you know, it's so fluid, and it's foreign territory for everybody involved. I certainly don't envy the decision makers.
I know. And the thing is, I mean, fall sports worked well, but you know, the parents want to be there, and the relatives, and the friends, and the kids. But the most important thing is to get out there and have that competition. Do you have you have assistants named, Adam?
I do. Tyler Sinclairy, who I went to school with, he works in the school system now, so he'll be my head assistant going into this. It's nice that he works in the school system,
yeah.
So he can kind of be my eyes and ears in the building for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually am going to have my father join me on the bench as well, so that'll be nice. He's looking forward to it.
All right, more Philpotts. I love it. What about final question, Coach? The gym. I haven't been near the place. What's it looking like, and how are you perceiving it?
Yeah, so I've seen picture updates. I haven't been in there physically, but the athletic director's been doing a great job keeping us in the loop of how that's going. We're very close to the finish line here. I believe that they're just waiting on the final approval from the city inspectors on the head to allow us to go into the gym, so I'm assuming that'll be something we'll have final confirmation on by the end of this week. But overall, I think it looks amazing. I think it was a much needed update to the facility, and I'm glad that the kids are going to have an opportunity to use kind of top-notch modern facility.
That's Gloucester High School boys basketball coach Adam Philpott.